With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police need your help to track down 26-year-old Timothy McLean, who's wanted in relation to, quote, multiple burglary investigations. You can find his photo posted on our website, radiokman.gov.ky. Authorities want to stress that you should not approach Mr. McLean if you see him. Instead, you're encouraged to call 911. Investigators are also reminding residents that interfering with police investigations by concealing a wanted person or providing false information is a criminal offense. The Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has closed the door on a retrial for Eric Brian Williams Soto, whose manslaughter conviction was previously set aside. Radio Cayman's Jeffy Ebanks reports.
The case arose from a 2022 attempted robbery in Georgetown, during which Harry Elliott was fatally shot. Eric Brian Williams Soto was originally convicted of manslaughter. That conviction was later quashed because of an error in the trial judge's instruction to the jury. Prosecutors subsequently sought a new trial, arguing the seriousness of the offense justified another hearing. But the Court of Appeal ruled that a retrial would serve no purpose because the Crown had not presented evidence capable of proving that Soto knew the firearm used in the robbery was loaded, an essential legal requirement for a manslaughter conviction in the circumstances of the case. The ruling means the manslaughter charge is effectively at its end, though Soto's conviction for joint possession of a firearm remains in effect and he continues to serve his sentence at HMP Northward. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In other news, the achievements of Caymanians living, working, and representing the country overseas are celebrated at the 5th Annual Cayman Connections Making Waves Award. Here's CIDTV's Lavita Thompson.
The ceremony honored excellence across 9 categories, ranging from arts and health to tourism and sports. Delivering a virtual address to nominees and guests, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks praised the recipients as astounding ambassadors for the islands, saying, "You are proof that our small islands produce persons of large character."
I am thrilled that Cayman Connection, the Ministry of Education and Training, and the Ministry of Caymanian Employment and Immigration are now working together, preparing our Caymanian students and trainees to move overseas, adjust the student life, and importantly, graduate. But this new program also takes that vital next step that our people have clamored for so long. This program will help our returning Caymanian graduates and trainees find jobs right here in their own country at home.
Among this year's major winners were actress and author Grace Byers, receiving the Arts, Culture, and Heritage Award, Connor Childs for Environment and Sustainability, and Kartik Adapa for the inaugural People's Choice Award.
In regional news, an online capacity building workshop entitled Envisioning Intangible Cultural Heritage in Formal and Informal Context brought together more than 40 participants from government agencies, educational institutions, national commissions for UNESCO, civil society organizations, and cultural practitioners from Grenada and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. During the 3-day virtual workshop, participants strengthened their understanding of the 2003 Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage, exploring practical approaches to integrating living heritage into formal and informal education, and promoting community-led safeguarding across the Caribbean. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovetska. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has said Ukraine needs more help from its partners to protect civilians after another intense Russian bombardment overnight. At least 15 people were killed and more than 40 injured. Apartment blocks and a children's hospital were among the buildings hit. A court in China has sentenced the founder of the collapsed property firm Evergrande to life in jail. Hoikai Yan pleaded guilty earlier this year to charges including embezzlement and corporate bribery. Germany has registered a record 14,000 deaths so far this year linked to the extreme heatwave. The country's Public Health Institute says more than 70% of them occurred in 1 week in late June when temperatures hit 40 Celsius. Israel's defense minister has accused Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of dragging his country into what he called dangerous adventures in Syria. Israel Katz said Israel would not allow any entity to threaten its security. His comments follow an Israeli strike on a Syrian airbase near the Turkish border. 2 women and 2 men have been caned in public in Indonesia's Aceh province for having sex outside marriage, each receiving 100 strokes. Aceh is the only province in Indonesia to apply Islamic Sharia law strictly. African countries are continuing with the repatriation of their citizens from South Africa after anti-migrant groups warned undocumented foreigners to leave by the end of September. More than 80 Nigerians returned home on Wednesday. BBC News.